Thank you, Robin. Following on from our history lesson and Norwich City, our final set of items do begin with a Norwich City football story. A cult hero at Carrow Road flew hundreds of miles to support a Norwich City legend in his final international match. Paul the Kitman was reunited with Timu Pukki at his last game for Finland. The 35-year-old forward bowed out for the Finnish national team at 4-0 win over Andorra. Pukki, who is Finland's all-time top scorer, put his side 2-0 up in the 26th minute. Pete came to show his support and was embraced by Pukki before and after the match at Tamela Stadium in Tampere. He wrote in an Instagram post, "What an amazing night for the man himself, so proud to be present for one of the undoubted greats. Timu is such a lovely, grounded, humble man. Felt so special being here to acknowledge, respect and enjoy this awesome individual with his deserved send-off." Pukki left Norwich City at the end of his contract in 2023 and sits behind only Ewan Roberts, Terry Alcott and Johnny Gavin in the club's goal-scoring charts with 88 in the 210 appearances.
A rebel baker who was ticked off by the council for her unauthorised sausage rolls has vowed to carry on using her pastry skills for good. Defiant Joe Taylor, 73, who won the hearts of city folk when a bake sale landed her in hot water with Norwich City Council, will use her newfound fame to raise money for charity. During the summer, Jo received a food hygiene letter from Norwich City Council for selling her popular home-baked goods at the NR2 yard sale after someone reported her to the authorities. The letter left Jo shocked, as she seemed to be the only food stall at the sale who received a letter. The issue sparked a debate among city folk, with many rallying round Jo in support. She bakes in support of Men's Craft, a charity organisation based in Norwich, which focuses on men's mental health and well-being, and started in 2010.
Jake Humphrey has enjoyed a bumper payday after record profits for his production company Whisper Group. The TV presenter and podcaster, who grew up in Norwich and lives in Keswick, shared a $2.6 million dividend with former F1 driver David Coulthard and chief executive Sunil Patel, who is both our co-founders of the company. The payout comes after Whisper Films, which specializes in live sports and entertainment production, posted healthy financial results for the 12 months to March 31st, 2025, with its turnover rising up almost a fifth to £92.3 million, up from £78 million the previous year. Whisper, which was founded 15 years ago and is now one of the largest independent production companies in Europe, is behind Channel 4's Formula One coverage and the Wimbledon on BBC television. The company also creates content for global sporting organizations and events like UEFA, FIFA, Roland Garros, international cricket and the Paralympics.
A four-day festive market is returning to the city centre for a free event this winter. The festive fair will take over the Forum in Norwich from November the 27th to the 30th, with thousands of shoppers expected across the weekend. Guests will be able to browse a range of stalls for Christmas gifts, as well as tuck into some tasty treats and enjoy performances from some local groups. A spokeswoman for the event said, "This popular event is the Forum's biggest and busiest Christmas market. Expect East Anglian stalls galore, selling everything from jewellery, pottery, textiles, woodcraft, metalwork, lamps, glassware, art, preserves, calendars, cards, prints, Christmas decorations, chocolates, candles, cakes, clothes and more. In fact, everything from freshly baked bread to vouchers for hot air balloon flights. Christmas carols from Norfolk's own Pavilion Brass Quintet will play festive tunes outside the forum each day. The festive fair is free to enter and will be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
And now campaigners fighting to stop solar farms on agricultural land in Norfolk say the panels should be put on rooftops, car parks and brownfield sites instead. The Norfolk branch of the countryside charity, CPRE, the Campaign to Protect Rural England, is opposing plans for swathes of land in Norfolk to be used for massive solar farms. The charity says Norfolk's rural heart should not be damaged in the pursuit of the government's drive to net zero. Tens of thousands of acres of Norfolk land is earmarked for solar farms, with schemes such as the 4,000-acre High Grove solar farm stretching from Dereham to Castle Acre and the 2,700-acre East Pye scheme near Long Stratton. But Norfolk CPRE argue that agricultural land should not be used for that purpose and that there are alternative ways to generate the power without resorting to using farmland. The charity has organised a free exhibition in Dereham called Getting Solar Off the Land, where alternatives such as putting panels on rooftops and car parks will be explored.
A river that's been the lifeblood of the city for centuries could be given legal rights as part of a bid to ensure its health is protected. Norwich's Green councillors are launching a fresh bid to give the River Wensum, one of the UK's rare chalk streams, more protection as part of a growing international movement. A motion tabled for a full council meeting aims to gain support to enshrine the waterway with the right to flow, to be free from pollution, and the right to native biodiversity, among other things. It's a second attempt to create more legal mechanisms to ensure the river remains healthy after a previous bid failed in 2023. This time, the move is gaining momentum with more than 100 petition signatures and support from the author Richard McFarlane and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Lucy Galvin, interim leader of the Greens at City Hall, who proposed the motion, said, "The River Wensum is an internationally recognised natural treasure right here in Norwich. We can't stand by while its health deteriorates. This motion is about changing our relationship with nature from exploitation to respect, and ensuring that future generations inherit a river that is thriving, not dying." The idea has gained further support from river users such as the Cow Tower Dippers and Eagle Paddle Sports Club based at Anderson's Meadow. If passed, the River Wensum will help protect the rare ecosystem from threats such as over-abstraction, pollution and habitat degradation.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard on today's programme, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. Again, that's Norwich 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And with that, well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox, and now it's goodbye from me, John.
And from me, Marianne. Goodbye.